You are listening to News Plus Special English. I'm Liu Yan in Beijing. Chinese police have launched a nationwide campaign against underground banks to maintain order in the financial and capital market. The Ministry of Public Security has urged all the police to fully understand the harm of underground banks to the national economic security and the order of the financial market. A similar campaign was launched in April to stop transfers of illicit money through offshore companies and underground banks. The campaign uncovered several major cases involving more than 430 billion yuan, roughly 67 billion US dollars. The ministry says underground banks are still rampant and becoming a channel for other crimes to transfer illicit assets. They have also disturbed the financial and capital market. The ministry has urged police around the country to better coordinate with the central bank and the foreign exchanges regulator in the campaign, which will run from now through the end of November. The police will also strengthen publicity to raise social awareness of the harm of underground banks. This is News Plus Special English. Beijing Health Authority has collected 250,000 yuan, roughly 39,000 US dollars, in fines in the past 2 months, as agencies and individuals continued to ignore the citywide smoking ban. Over the 2 months, 100 enterprises and institutions, as well as 230 individuals, were fined by the Beijing Municipal Commission of Health and Family Planning. Of the 5,000 telephone complaints, 70% concerned smoking in offices, restaurants, or entertainment venues. Since June 1st, smoking has been prohibited in all indoor public places, workplaces, and on public transportation. Individuals caught smoking may be fined up to 200 yuan, while businesses face fines of up to 10,000 yuan. There are around 4 million smokers in Beijing, yet only 1,000 law enforcement personnel have been assigned to the campaign. More than 10,000 volunteers have been recruited to support the core team, and they have been tasked with discouraging smoking and explaining the hazards of tobacco. As the world's largest tobacco maker and consumer, there are more than 300 million smokers in China, almost the population of the United States. Another 740 million people are exposed to secondhand smoke each year.
更多内容请关注可可英语可可net.com